You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. Man, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Thursday, 2:06 p.m. But listen, let me jump over to my opening comments, my monologue. I mean, listen, let me ask you this question. You ever been to a foreign country? I mean, really spending some time, like, walking the ground there. Well, I have, both military and civilian. I've had the opportunity to live, work, and vacation in multiple other nations, in this hemisphere and in others. And to be honest with you, it's really a privilege to have had such a wide and a varied view of the broader world. I don't take it for granted. But truthfully, every time I travel, every single time, regardless of the place and the time, I've always found things that were there that were attractive or unique or things that I marveled at or thought special enough to take pictures and make memories. But I have never traveled to another country finding myself wishing that I was a citizen of that country instead of a citizen of my own. Not once. If anything at all, such travels have made me appreciate my own citizenship in the United States of America even more. I mean, what's also funny is it doesn't matter where you go in this world. People can tell you're not from there. You know what I'm saying? You're a citizen of somewhere else. Sometimes it's easy. The clothes that we wear, the way that we talk, the color of our skin, the mannerisms and customs, the dietary habits, whatever. I've also found many times in my travels that people are curious about life in the United States, even in Western countries. I lived in England for 3 years. It never failed. The British citizens would ask questions to clarify things like, well, what I heard was, or listen, is it true? Just the other day, I was telling a friend that we forget sometimes how physically large the United States is. I heard a British weatherman once say that he came to America on vacation, knowing that it was a big country, but that it really struck him how big when he saw a national weather report. He said something to the effect, I provide the weather report back home based on what is usually one front or two at the most, but in America, there can be a myriad of weather fronts all at one time. But it's more than just the sheer size and population of our nation that amazes people. I've encountered it in multiple foreign countries, Iraq, Afghanistan, Germany, France, Mexico, Panama, and more. They always have questions because we Americans often carry a mystique to the outside world. Our nation is so large, has such resources, has such freedom of movement, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, capitalism. How does it work? Anyone can own land there? Can anyone own a business? Well, the short answer to all those questions is yes. When I've walked the streets in and among the people of other countries, I have never looked with longing or had the desire to be a dual citizen of here and there both, not once. When I'm traveling abroad, I know and appreciate the fact that I am a citizen of a foreign land while I'm there. But right now, there's times, though, I'll be honest, when I also feel that I'm almost a citizen of a different America. I was reading recently in Philippians 1, Paul was exhorting the church at Philippi to live as citizens of heaven, meaning that they should always be mindful of the fact that what makes them who they are and how they should live, with the knowledge that they share a freedom the rest of their society cannot fathom. And that got me to thinking about the show today. Do I live as a citizen of Joe Biden's version of America, or as a citizen of what I know to be America? Stay with me here. I'm not at all speaking in terms of denouncing my citizenship in this great nation, not at all. Nor am I saying, Joe Biden is not my president. He is, whether I like it or not. But in the sense of what he and others of liberal political persuasions are doing and perpetrating on this nation, I feel like I'm different. I know a bunch of you guys feel that way too. I'm a citizen of a free America. I will walk in that, knowing that it frustrates liberals to no end because they cannot fathom it. They cannot understand it. They can't figure out why I won't just capitulate. I'm a citizen of a nation that has fought internal wars and passed numerous laws to combat racism. I am not the citizen of a systemically racist nation. I am a citizen of a nation that believes in the premise of self-determination. I am not the citizen of a nation whose government can tell my private sector employer to fire me for not making my health choices the way the government sees fit. I am the citizen of a nation that believes in the ability to have a voice, uncensored, respectful, and yet opinionated. I am not the citizen of a nation where media bias and online citizenship are just okay to be accepted. I am the citizen of a nation that has vast resources with which we have established ourselves as being advanced and very giving to others. But I am not the citizen of a nation that should accept that the printing of money into oblivion or the incurring of debt or spending wantonly just because we can is a good idea. I am the citizen of a nation whose ability to be the biggest dog on the block with a military that eclipses all others has given us the ability to thwart fascism and communism and terrorism and every other ism created by man. I am not the nation of a member of a nation whose military is designed for social experimentation and runs from the rabble of third world dictators. I am the citizen of a nation of laws, where the innocent are kept free, protection from tyranny, oppression, and crime are expected, and bad guys serve their time. I am not the citizen of a nation that ignores justice, allows for rioting and injustice to thrive, and turns a blind eye to crime. Now, I could go on and on, but I think you get the idea. As surely as Christians are called to remember that they are citizens of heaven and to walk in that peace and authority, I think that same principle can also apply here to those of us who believe in this nation in the manner in which it was founded, as opposed to the manner in which it is being perpetrated now by liberals. The manner we believe in, the manner in which so many fought and bled and served to establish it and maintain it, not the manner in which liberals want to tear it down. So when liberals tell you to subdue your pride in America, to go over there and stand in a corner and speak when spoken to, remember this: you are not the citizens of a nation that believes in bowing to such fanciful notions of revisionist history and progressive ideology. Hold your head up. Walk in your authority. Remember, you are a citizen of a free America. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm telling you, I had to wrap a whole bunch of stuff up in that one. It galls me sometimes to see what liberals want our nation to be when we know for a fact it's not. I am a citizen of a free America, and you are too. And we can walk in that and take comfort in that, take pride in that, defend that, and we better. All right, folks, apparently I'm fired up today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Got some great texts. Glad to see that we got a new paratrooper in the text string, Andy from ARAB, former paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne Division. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate you being a part of the show. JT from Lacey Springs has texted in about my monologue. Says that monologue needs to be followed by the U.S. Army band playing the national anthem. That's awesome. Allie from Athens, she texted in and said, I'm a citizen of the same nation you are. And yes, you are, my friend. Yeah, just so many things. And I just saw that great message from Dustin from Hazel Green, too. Boomer, you see that one? Anyway, hey, I got a caller on line one. Let me grab that. Is that Steve? Steve from Tennessee. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing good. Man, you struck a chord with me when you said we live in a free country after what I heard just a few minutes ago. I never thought I'd feel sorry for a billionaire, but, you know, President Trump, the way they treat that man is so bad. For the FBI to kick your door in, take your personal stuff, and then, you know, drop it out in the press one drip drop at a time. That's just so wrong. I can't hardly stomach it. I mean, what's being done under a political cover like they've got is just awful. And it speaks to what our country's going to become if the rest of us don't, yank the lever off that voting booth when we get the chance. Because
totally
it could happen to any of us.
Did something new happen in the news that I'm not aware of in the last few minutes or what?
Well, Bongino just said that more of his personal stuff that had been taken has been accidentally released.
Oh, really?
Accidentally, my foot, you know.
Yeah.
It's all being done on purpose, and it's being done, you know, like I say, one drip drop at a time. So God knows what all they'll try to do. But like I said, I never thought I'd feel sorry for a billionaire, but I feel sorry for that man. He doesn't deserve this.
No, in fact, nobody does.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Steve, man, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Later.
Good call, and he's right. You know, when they can weaponize government, and you know, here's the thing. I am not saying that some people are just above the law. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is the double standard is galling, and the manner and means by which they're doing things are galling. And when you realize the fact that the president of the United States, Joe Biden, is about to probably hear an announcement in the next few weeks that his main competition is once again going to be Donald Trump, then that what that means is they have taken a heavy-handed approach against a political opponent, which changes the entire dynamic. Is wrong. And when you couple that, though, if it was just Trump, it was like, oh, it's just the Trump thing. But it's not just the Trump thing. I mean, we got these ridiculous things like 20 armed FBI agents with 15 vehicles showing up at the door of a misdemeanor pro-life activist and taking him into custody in front of his wife and kids when he had already offered to come in because of the misdemeanor that they were alleging. It's unreal. And this kind of crap's just got to stop. All right, there's that. Good call, Steve. Listen, we got plenty of stuff on tap, too. Interesting thing. My friend Jeff Poor wrote a piece yesterday in a smaller periodical down in Mobile called The Lanyap. Lanyap does some actually really good writing. I mean, they do some investigative stuff that nobody else will do. And Jeff wrote a piece about the recent developments that we've been seeing where Kyle Whitmire from AL.com is attacking John Wall, the chairman of the State Republican Party, and making some big to-do out of whether or not he used the proper ID when he voted. Well, the fact is, everybody knows who he is. He brought out a photo ID issued by the state auditor's office, and now Whitmire has decided the cool thing to do is go after him as a Republican and, oh, by the way, attack his family for being Mennonites. And we had John Wall on the show the other day talking about it. Well, so Jeff Poor is going to be on in a few minutes sort of discussing that whole politics of destruction thing. Like, why is this series of stories being done about something so minor and so non-issue-ish? I mean, it's not news. And I think the phrase that I saw that Jeff had used was, nothing's organic. Who's behind this story? That's a great question. I want to get his perspective on this and just see what he has to say about it because, first of all, I'm suspect when I see Whitmire writing a series of articles about a nothing burger, but he's attacking a conservative. And that's what John Wall is. He's a conservative. He's the chairman of the state Republican Party, and he's attacking the guy's family, too, for that matter. It's just weird. Whole thing's weird. So we'll get perspective from Jeff Poor coming up at the 2:30 break. And then on top of that, I got stuff that's just going to – some of it's going to make you mad. Like the thing about the For the Love of Our Kids, number one of the Triple Dipper. When I get past the conversation with Jeff Poor, we'll launch into the Triple Dipper. It starts off with an op-ed that was written by Attorney General Steve Marshall of Alabama, which made it onto national news yesterday. Actually, this morning. I found it this morning. So I call this whole section For the Love of Our Kids because we do love our kids. And we love, and by the way, when I say that, I don't mean like you love your own kids or your own grandkids. I'm talking about, generally speaking, we're a society that loves our kids. They're not second-class citizens. They're not, you know, shunted off to the side to be seen but not heard. Our kids are valuable to us. Our kids are part of our legacy. Our kids are literally the next generation that's going to hold up what we've been trying to build. And what we're seeing right now is a constant attempt to tear down children and also, by the way, to remove parents from having a say in that. And I really appreciate the fact that our Attorney General has written a piece that got picked up nationally that basically addresses that very issue. Why in the world would the Biden administration think it's okay to say we're going to reduce the amount of money that we send you to use for free and reduced lunches in public schools if you don't implement our ideas of social identity and gender fluidity in schools? I remember talking to a friend of mine who was the principal of a private Christian school. And they told me they would not take federal grants, even it wouldn't even take federal lunch monies, none of it, because they were afraid that one day, and I remember thinking, is this overkill? But the one day is here. Now we're seeing that the Biden administration, the liberal left, is even willing to go so far as to say, we won't let you feed your kids unless you do what we say with them. And folks, that's just layers of wrong. And it gets back to that word I had yesterday, cacistocracy. I'm just saying. Oh, Lord. Tyler from Huntsville just texted in and says, don't make me mad today, too. Yesterday was bad enough. Hang on, Tyler. I'm going to lay it on thick, brother. Put on the vest. Strap it on tight. We're going in. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, my buddy Jeff Poor with some thoughts on where this political persecution seems to be going for John Wall, chairman of the Republican Party. And then the Triple Dipper, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.